Hello, Thompson Drywall.
Hey, Mike, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your long-lost friend.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So I know we spoke on Friday, and you said you were going to take the weekend to think about everything that we had discussed. I was just calling back to follow up with you.
Did you get rid of the other stuff? You're the ad person?
Yeah, I'm the ad person. You said you were going to let me know by Monday everything that you decided, like if you, what you were going to get rid of or keep or, you know, the different things that we had talked about. We talked about the Google guarantee and getting you the qualified leads coming in that you, we can definitely change the program and what you've been paying for currently.
I'm going to need a few weeks to think of. I don't even have the funds. I've thought about it, and what a scam this has become. I'm already paying, but now in order to be seen, I need to pay more. Scam. That's what it feels like, to be completely honest. So what if I just erased the money I'm paying you and then I just paid for ads? Does that not sound like a great idea?
Well, you've been paying us $129 for a long time, and that is for the local SEO. So you haven't been paying us for any type of ads or anything beyond the local SEO.
Yeah, the local, well, that's a nice way to say it. That's how I would be found, is the local SEO.
Correct,
by
in
not
your local
by,
area. Yes.
Right, that's how I would be found. That's how I ran my business. Mm-hmm. Now, suddenly, because someone else is willing, I have to, and great for Google, bad for me. That's the first bit of stuff I'm still choking on. Like, okay, so yeah, in addition to the money you're paying, pay more, and we can get you some leads, basically, is what we're calling them. And so before I'd be willing to attempt, I need a few weeks on that, and I'm not really liking the sound of it. You know, I think I'm paying $1,500 a year for SEO. You know, and then something else on top of that, maybe we can get your phone to ring. That doesn't sound like a lot of money to you.
Okay.
No, I'm asking you questions. Does that sound like a lot of money to you?
No, it doesn't. Not for what you're getting in return. It doesn't sound like a lot of money to me. It sounds very affordable, to be 100% honest with you. And I understand that's not what you want to hear, but you're paying $4 a day to have a full website, to have first page placement within your local area, to have a number of directories. There's a lot of stuff that we're doing for you to keep you relevant in your local area. And if you want more, then we do have an opportunity for that. And I'm more than willing to work with you on the application fee. I told you I can definitely work with you on the application fee. I can get you onto some type of other program that's going to give you, you know, service credits every few months or so. I'm more than willing to meet you where you need so that we can get this up and going for you. But I guess I'm really surprised, because when we spoke on Friday, Mike, you sounded pretty positive about it, and you were going to think about it and see.
Well, I thought about it, and that's what I was left with in my mind was, now, wait a minute here. So I wonder what the other guys are paying. They may not all be through you or through you at all, right?
No, they have a web.
So they might have that for free off an AI app that I downloaded. It makes me my web page and makes sure the SEO keeps me up front. Then they run a Google ad, and with that combination, they show up. That is what I'm chewing on. I don't want to sound like this. I am only calling because my phone is not ringing at all, and I'm wondering, okay, what can I do about that? What am I paying now? Like, for instance, my son runs a business on there. He's not going through Local Splash. Okay, and he gets 15 million views a year, all on his own. He created it himself. I mean, and that's just stuff that I know. So I don't have the time.
He didn't create it and set it and forget it either. He, like you said, he created it, and he's nurturing it, and he's taking the care that it needs in order for it to get the views that it requires. If you want to do that, I mean, I don't suggest it by any means, but you know, it unfortunately the way
you know,
that
I have
people,
stayed with you. I've stayed with you, and I'm not saying that I'm leaving. I'm just saying right now I don't have the additional funds. You know, it would be fantastic if you could show me how it could work for me for free. I know that sounds ridiculous, right? Yeah, give me a few calls to come in. You
it
know?
Doesn't sound ridiculous. I just don't have a way to do that. Like I said, I can work with you on the application fee. I definitely can do that. I can, instead of it being $250, we can bring it down so it's like about $120. I can give you every third month for free, but I don't have a way to pay for leads through Google and give them to you at free of charge. I don't have a way to do that. If I did, I would, because you're extremely upset and you want this to work, and I don't have that capability though, Mike, because that's not how it works, you know?
It's not so much about being extremely upset. It's just smart enough to see what's happening, and then when you repeat it, you sound maybe my voice gets louder, but I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad. I'm just saying to you, like, I wonder what this guy's paying. I'm paying $1,500 a year. Now, I'm not saying, because I'm wondering, he could be paying $3,000, you know, but he could be paying $50. Okay. I don't know.
Doubtful.
And,
I understand what you're saying.
Not really. It's not what it used to be. I mean, you can make a page now pretty simply. You can do that.
You can, absolutely, but if it's not getting continued search engine optimization, if it's not keeping up with the algorithms, if it's not keeping up with the meta tags and all of those things, it's not something that just happens automatically.
Right, and I had to call you to say, look, we're running multiple ads for me, and the last time I checked, it's still not gone.
We're not running multiple ads
I mean, so I have to have the perfect language.
I'm the one who discovered that you had a duplicate listing.
You know what I mean? I'm saying to you, if I Google Thompson Drywall right now, LLC, more than one still pops up. I'm waiting for that to go away.
Correct. I understand.
Right?
I'm the one who brought that to your attention.
It still hasn't.
I'm the
and
one who brought that
up
on Friday when we spoke, and my team is working.
No, but I brought it up to you.
Combined.
Then you told me that that's not good. So let's correct that. I brought that up to you, and you said, yes, I do see that with two reviews. And I'm like, what is that? Who created it? It's not me. And that's what I'm saying is something, what happened? Something's going on.
Right.
And then, that's what I was paying for in the $1,500. It was for you guys to ensure that crap like that's not going on. That's what I was saying. And I'm not angry. I'm not saying like, hey, you know, I'm actually pretty easy to deal with. In all these years, I don't think I've complained. I'm just saying that I'm complaining now. Like, okay, what can we do? And what you came back with was spend more money. So it just so happens and broke his doorknobs right now. I just don't have it. And so I'm trying to complete a job, and that's how terrible it is. Maybe I'll have it then, you know. And I'm just it's upsetting to me to think how a guy that's been in business for 1 year is ramping up ahead of me, and I know that I have a lot of experience on him, and that would be that one painter, you know. And that guy, and he keeps popping up, and he's just been only business in 1 year, you know. And so basically he's paying for that, and I don't think he's paying you. And that's not money in your pocket or my pocket. But our only solution is Google wins, and they get more money, and we're all fighting each other for that. And that's what I'm still chewing on, like, doggone it, you know. This is what it's moving into. So now Google has determined there's so much money we're not making. There's so much money that HomeAdvisor and Angie and everybody else, let's just do that and get, you know, let's just do that ourselves. That's what it seems like. And I would think, then what I didn't mean to mislead you, but I would think that yes, if I did spend money with Google, it would probably be more well spent than it would be with Angie's List or whatever. And I would totally agree with that, because Angie's List has to go through you too. if it wouldn't, it'd be like thievery, you know. I mean, I would certainly hope that it would generate leads. But right now, so I've thought about this weekend. I'm going to need a few weeks, possibly. I have your information written down. Actually, I put it in my wallet so I wouldn't lose it. And because I have lots of pads with lots of names on them. Yeah, I put that in my pocket. It's still here. And when I'm prepared, I'm going to call you. In the meantime, if you can, please get rid of anything that's slowing down my SEO stuff or making it hard or making it to where someone gets on and they see something for Thompson Drywall that we didn't create or we don't want on there, whatever words to use, because before even that, I promise you, I don't know how to explain it to you, but as your customer, I'm promising you, I looked up Thompson Drywall and something came on there with pictures I have never seen in my life. You didn't make it. I didn't make it. And it was the most terrible looking thing that you would move on. I went to show my son. I go, look at this. All I did was, and then I said it again, just like I did. You know, I speak. I don't necessarily type in every address. And it didn't come up then that time. I was in the same location. I just did it 2 minutes before. But that happened. I'm not computer savvy enough to know what in the world that was. You said clean your browser out, all that. You know, I don't even save. I determined when I did that, I'd listen to you. I'm not even saving browser information. I cleaned everything out, but I'm on saving zero history. Just right. So you know. And,
well, it's
so,
not on purpose. The computer or the device itself, it holds onto it. So you have to look in an incognito window. You clear the browser and then you can look in an incognito window and it'll give you a clean search history. So,
incognito window. Isn't
yeah.
that only for if you're incognito or no?
You can look in an incognito window anytime you want. It's going to give you a clean search, Mike. So, for example, if where you're at in the over there in Indiana, if you were to go into an incognito window and you look up house cleaner Huntington Beach, California, it's going to give you a clean search. Okay.
Okay.
So it's going to do the same for you in your actual area as well.
What if my customers don't do that, though? That's all I was doing.
Your customers don't have to do that because they're already getting a clean search. So they're not searching drywall repair regularly, right? They're searching it when they actually need it. Right? So they're getting a clean search because it's not something that they're looking up regularly. They're not looking up other drywall companies. They're not looking up a drywall website. The things that you might be looking for on your device. But do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I have an Android. I want to let you know I hadn't looked up any drywall for probably a year. I pay you guys. I let it go. I don't look at my stuff all the time. That's what I'm paying you for. But since the calls were coming, I just said, you know, let's see what happens. And I started going drywall, Granger, Indiana. And at one point, I saw my name, you know, scrolling. I clicked on it, and I'm just telling you, because I don't know what else to do. I can't find it anymore. But a page came up with my logo, my phone number, my name, everything, and then the most god-awful, what I mean by that, not pornography, most god-awful drywall photos I have ever seen. Okay? And, like, in other words, if you saw that, you would go, let me go to the next drywall. That doesn't look like something I want. I wanted to show my son that, and I can't find it. It doesn't come up anymore. And that is just so disheartening to me because, like, I am not a fool. I know what I saw. Now, what exists out there and how that happens, I don't know. I'll give you another example. One time I was – this was years and years ago. One time I was involved with Angie's – well, this was actually Home Advisor. And I'm Googling Thompson Drywall just to see. Thought it was neat. You know, my name's on the internet, you know, it's back in those days. And then I see Thompson Drywall, 1-800. I go, huh, called it. And they pretend they're me. They were pretending they're me. Yeah, this is Mike, Thompson Drywall. I go, from Granger, Indiana? They're like, yeah, how can we help you today? I go, you're not Mike Thompson from Granger, Indiana. Yeah, I am. And they go, hey, buddy, you need to back off. Hey, you know, I says, that's me. And it was taken down the next day. Then I could no longer see that. I'm like, what in the world? So I think Angie's List was using me as a way to sell ads in a different community, a different circle, and they had an 800 number attached to it, which is obviously totally illegal, but they took it down right away, and that's what the punishment may have been. Well, you immediately take that down, and I'm like, boy, what a corrupt world we're in. So I just run an ad for drywall. Can't you make your own, for crying out loud? But they used my name, and it was just bizarro. So now fast forward, I did my just search recently, and then I saw a photo, and I'm just conveying this to you because I don't know if it's possible. I mean, I saw it with my own eyes, but how does that do that? What is going on? I don't know. Red alert, look out for it. I don't know, but I saw it with my own eyes. It's not a confusion, not looking at someone else's page and saying it's mine. No, it was me, and I was really upset. I was dancing, boy. I was, whoa. And because it made sense to me all of a sudden, that's why my phone's not ringing. Then after that, I noticed there's another one there. My son said, that's not good. What is that? It's got two reviews. That's weird. It's your stuff. Why is there a separate one? And then I called you guys. And then after talking for a little bit, we're going to get rid of that. They send me to Amy. And we're talking about ads. So it's just been a lot coming at me. And the one thing I'm not really prepared to do when I made that phone call was spend more money.
Okay.
I'm the same person that's been paying you. It's just more money right now is like, what? I had to buy a brand new truck recently and a brand new trailer.
Right.
It's like back to back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, back to back. The one was in November. I mean, not back to back, like days, but one was in November and then a month ago, I had to buy a brand new trailer because I hit a pothole and, you know,
right.
Totally destroyed it. And I had to think about, you know, investing money into the old piece of junk or, you know, which wasn't total junk, but you know what I mean. And it's like, so I bought the new one. And then, so it's just a lot. It's just a lot of money going out. And then of course you're hit with run ads. And, I probably will do that. I just don't have the money right now. And I'm hoping that we get results because if not, on top of it, I'm thinking I'm spending too much money with you guys then. Because it'll be $1,500 for SEO. That's what $129 a month comes up to, $1,540 I think a year. And then on top of that, we'll spend more money, $42 a call. That's basically what you said.
Right, that 14. Is what I said. So, what I've got done, my, let me see here, my technician, what he's doing is he's already moved it over. I asked him for a loyalty program for you because, like I said, you have been a loyal client for a very long time. We don't want to hear that you're in financial hardship due to paying anything, but anything that we're able to help with. So what we've done is we've gone ahead and applied a loyalty program for you. So what that means in plain English is that every other month is a free month for you starting this month. So you won't make a June payment. Your next payment won't be due until July 20th, and it'll be $129. So it's going to cut your yearly rate in half. Okay?
Okay. Well, half or a third?
Half. Every other month? There's
okay,
12
okay.
months in the year, so you're only paying 6 months out of the year, basically.
Okay, now I understand that better. That's nice. So that would give me more budget for ads just to be where I was at,
mm-hmm.
which I'm okay. I'm okay with that. That's definitely on board.
Right. So when you're ready to pull the trigger on that, you just let me know, okay?
I will. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Anytime. And we are working on it. If you look at it, Now, if you do the incognito search, which you can do from your Android by clicking the three dots and going in, looking incognito, when you look up Thompson Drywall, you're going to see Thompson Drywall LLC, the one that we have control over, and then you're going to see one that just says LLC with your phone number that we are in the process of removing completely. So the first thing I asked my technician, I was like, it doesn't show two business names, it shows this is a phone number duplicate. He said, yes, that makes it easier now for us to remove the duplicate. So now since it only says LLC rather than a full business name, it's going to get removed even faster. So it should be done by the end of the week. You should only have the one.
Okay.
We're moving as quickly as we can.
I understand. And you guys have always been good to me. I mean, I haven't complained, and I have called in a few times. Is there anything we can do? Because I didn't know, because the first person that explained it to me was trying to explain to me, all the things that we could do to keep you up front, you know, basically trying to explain SEO to me. And, so I was calling in. I think I called in just a couple times throughout the 8 years.
Hey. You're great. You're literally, I messaged the director of the other department, and I was like, listen, he's been with us 8.5 years, and I start to explain, you know what I mean? And he's all, yeah, he's been gold. So we know a loyal client when we see one. We don't want you ever to feel like we're taking advantage either. So that's
not no, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I was just, now that the world has moved along, it's in the AI and all this stuff, which, you know, I need to take care to understand, but I really don't really understand it much. But you know, well, I get the ads for them anyway. Let's just say that. And they'll create my own web page for free. You know, I'm sure with a fee they'll upload it or whatever. So I don't know what some of these other guys are paying, but that doesn't mean I'm jumping ship from you. I'm a very loyal based guy. I'm old school. I'm getting up in age, but I believe in that theory, and that as we move along, it gains value over the years. So, I'm not like upset like that. I'm just upset with the world. Like, darn it, I want my phone to ring. And I don't think it's you guys necessarily, but I do think it's our competitors. I'll just speak like that. We're on the same team as our competitors. Their positioning, their clients is starting to mess with me. And so far the answer is they're running these ads.
Mm-hmm.
And, darn it, you know what I mean?
And it's tough because in order for you to stay competitive at the way that you've been used to, you're going to have to either run the ads too or find a different way to compete, you know? And it sucks, but that's the reality of it. That's the realization you're coming to. It doesn't feel good. We don't like it. If there was another way to do it, we would absolutely, you know, and at least a less expensive way. All of those things, we would absolutely try to make that happen for you. So,
well, by reducing the cost, and I didn't totally understand that. I thought that was like for a 1 month deal. So, but when you're reducing the cost, that's putting it in my mind like, okay, now that's going to lower my yearly cost. So that I'll be able to, you know, increase, you know, so I'll end up back there, or maybe more than $1,500 a year. But not on top of the 15 on day one, you know. And that's why I was just like, man, I need to raise my prices, you know. Like, how am I going to afford all this stuff? And, because that's what it is, too. And I keep trying to raise my prices, and then there's so much pushback. And to be honest with you, I don't mean this in any racial way, but with this whole wave of immigrants coming in, well, you know, a lot of them love drywall, it seems like, and it's just, good Lord almighty, you know, I've just been attacked on all corners, all sides. Mm-hmm. That it's just very real for me. Like, I'll get calls, and, you know, even people like, these calls seem to have come through. I'll get calls like, hey, you know, they're trying to tell me they want to work for me, you know, but we don't speak the same language. But they're everywhere.
That could be
tough. And so I'm not fighting that. So, you know, the fighting is just doing the same things I've been doing. I don't know other way to do it, but it's hard for me to raise my price is the reason I brought that up. It just makes it harder for you to raise your price, even though everything's more expensive. It doesn't seem like it matters. Like mud, and it is twice as much as it was a few years ago. It's like twice. The sheetrock is about almost twice as much as it was 4 years ago. And I just have to absorb that, because every time I try to raise my price, it's like I'm too high. I'm higher than this guy. I'm higher than this guy. And I don't know how they're doing it, except the labor is not genuine. Like some of these guys I've taken out to dinner, I'm going to let you go because I know you don't have time to hear me ramble. They'll call me. I'll say, okay, meet me over here at a restaurant. I'll get to know you. I don't want to meet them on any job. Man, I want, let's just talk here. Buy you a hamburger. And I feel like if I can't get through this hamburger, how am I going to be able to work with you? I'm a very workable guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I still have a hamburger on me, and if we can't communicate at all, this is going to be really difficult. And
it's agreed. That's agreed. Yeah.
So I'm really coming at him. Then I'll find things like, okay, do you have a driver's license? No. I said, well, why not? Well, I can't get one, sir. You know, then believe me, it didn't sound that easy to understand. Yeah, if you're illegal, your children running around can get hit by one of these people. They don't have driver's license, which means they don't have insurance, and it just goes on and on. And I mean, I've been in jams where it's been, I'll be honest with you. Okay, can you meet me at the job? I go, what happens if you get pulled over? I guess I go to jail, you know.
What's really sad is it for them, that's still better than going back to their home country.
For sure. And I understand that. I mean, cause I'm actually not born in America. My father's an army and born in Germany, met my mom there, you know. So I understand I had to declare what country I wanted to be a citizen of and to do the testing and all that. But it is hurting me. Like there's just the wave came way too fast, way too many. What do we do with these people? And they all seem to do construction, I think. It's like, God. So what I'm trying to do is I've just trying to be honest with you. Like I've even, and it's not in me to do that. To like hire someone that doesn't even have a driver's license, you know, like, whoa, you know, like I'm really pushing it here. But I have a financial institution that also helps me stay legal. They're called M&L Financial here, local town. There's a bunch of girls in there, but they've been helping me with taxes and everything forever. And, they're really good actually. Invest in mints and all this stuff. They do all kinds of things, and they help me and I say, hey, this guy has a tax ID, but he has no social security card. Is that possible?
Yes
it's possible. You know? So they show me all these things. I'm like, man, but he doesn't have a driver's license. They're like, oh. I said, what did he say? I go, he says he's very careful. And you know what I mean? And I mean, I'm just like, my God, you know, what are we doing? But to stay competitive, because I'm up in age now, what else am I going to do? It's what I've done my whole life. Okay, I hired some of them. Now, listen how honest I am. Listen to how good. So here's a guy from Honduras. I hired him on a Monday. $32 an hour.
Wow.
Because I don't want to waste my time. I want you to think that you found the greatest gold mine.
Exactly. And if we're starting at 32, we can only go up.
Well, the only way you're going to go up with me is like from there would be, and it's explained to him, that you would be a subcontractor to me. Now I'm separating myself from your legality short list of driver license and all that. It was just my idea. Like I'll just treat you that way and pay you 1099. You're responsible for your own taxes and you're paid by the foot. And you can make more than $32 an hour, but it's up to you what you do. But if you're happy with 32, you can work with me that way forever. But I'm not going to be giving you raises. It's not going to be a 35 or 36. But guess what? Quit on day 4.
Wow.
You're a very, very fair man, Mike. You're a very fair man. But I must go back to my old boss. I'm sorry. I was just looking for something to fill in. But I must say, you lied to me. You know what I mean? Like, I went through all that. You're looking for a full-time job, you know. And in construction, they do that. Like, once you're out of work on this big apartment building or whatever he's working, and he came from Chicago, and you get all these lies, and they all sound true.
Mm.
You know, you don't know, you know. So, okay, 32, I'm going to take you from this other guy. You're going to be happy here. No. Not enough. I'm like, well, I'm not paying you any more than that, you know. And
right.
So that's for 10-hour day, it's $320.
Yeah, that's not a bad day. That is not a bad day.
And we're barely speaking English, and you don't have a driver's license. So that's what I mean. Like, I'm strapped over here, and I'm really trying on my end. I just need my phone to ring a little more. But raising my prices is tough. That's not really the solution right now because I can't do it. It's like I've topped out. There's just so many people here doing the same thing lately.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a quitter. And we will win this. I'll probably be giving you a call shortly. I can't say when, but I have your information. You can call me anytime you want. You don't worry about calling me too much or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But I have your information, and then I'll call you when I'm ready to pull the trigger. And if anything happens that you want to tell me along the way, why, certainly, give me a call. And sometimes I won't have as much time as I've burned up here, and I'm sure I'm burning your time too. But like, I might have my mud tools in my hands. I don't at the moment. But those times I can't sit and ramble on. But any time you want to call me, feel free to do so. But probably another week or so, I'll be calling you, and we'll pull a trigger on a few ads and try to get this thing going.
All right. Well, I look forward to it. I just want to get the application going for you because that's the part that can take the longest. You know, and we want to take good care of you, Mike. So I appreciate your time, and I'm glad we were able to get something squared away for you, and I look forward to hearing from you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Amy.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Mm.